With SRN News, I'm John Scott. Severe weather over the weekend has killed at least 39 people.
Dozens of tornadoes touched down across the Midwest into the Deep South. The severe weather beginning Friday. Mississippi Governor Tate Reeves declaring a state of emergency.
We could have as many as 12 tornadoes that came through our state.
Even more tornadoes and heavy winds in other states. In Georgia, Latricia Carter says she and her neighbors were hit hard.
When that storm tore through, it was pretty loud.
Missouri had the highest death toll from the tornadoes, while heavy winds fanned deadly wildfires in Oklahoma and deadly dust storms in Kansas and Texas. I'm Julie Walker.
Also at SRNnews.com, Presidents Trump and Putin plan to talk directly about ending the war in Ukraine.
On Air Force One, the president told reporters discussions have reached a point where there could be an announcement tomorrow.
A lot of work's been done over the weekend. To see if we can bring that war to an end.
Russia failed in its initial goal to topple Ukraine, but it still controls large areas of the country.
And we'll be talking about land. We'll be talking about power plants.
European allies have been wary about the president's relationship with Putin and his hardline stance toward Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky.
We have a lot of it already discussed very much by both sides.
Ed Donahue, Washington.
The United States, under President Trump, has launched a new campaign of intense airstrikes targeting Yemen's Houthi rebels. This weekend, strikes killed at least 53 people. The campaign is likely to continue. The rebels have targeted over 100 merchant vessels with missiles and drones, sinking two vessels and killing four sailors from November 2023 until January of this year. On Wall Street, stocks are mixed. The Dow up 214 points, the Nasdaq losing 62. This is SRN News. Are Americans getting more rude?
A lot of Americans say yes. A new poll from the Pew Research Center finds 47% of adults believe society has become generally more coarse and rude since the pandemic. Americans who answered the survey mention a surge in foul language and impolite behavior in public. Is it a sign of the times? Hard to say, but in Matthew 24:12, Jesus warned there would come a day when, quote, because of the increase of wickedness, the love of most will grow cold. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Mainline Protestant denominations are losing ground when the Episcopal Church announced cuts to its national staff last month. It was the latest in a long-running cycle. Declines in membership to declines in funding and thus in staff. The Presbyterian Church USA announced similar cuts to staff at its headquarters and in its global missions program recently. This is SRN News. Bad news could be on the way for some California homeowners.
The state's top insurance regulator says he will approve an emergency request from State Farm to raise home insurance rates for roughly 1 million customers if the company can justify the hike at a public hearing. Now, the company says it needs to quickly rebuild its capital to prevent a, quote, dire financial situation following the L.A. wildfires that destroyed thousands of homes. State Farm wants to increase premiums on homeowners by some 22%. Jason Walker reporting.
Police in New York City are searching for a person they say set a man on fire near Times Square. It happened early Sunday near West 41st Street and 7th Avenue. Officers spotted the 45-year-old victim and extinguished those flames. He is listed in stable condition. More details at SRNnews.com. I'm John Scott.